thanks for joining me on the Tech of Sports and iHeartRadio this week. As National Pepperoni Pizza Day, actually, this week. Something we all love, and no better person to talk pizza here with me than David Brown, Atlanta native, an Atlanta guy, and he has a recent series out here with his Business Wars podcast on Wondery, and David talks pizza, and kind of the rivalry between Pizza Hut and Domino's, and we're going to talk about that and more. And David, thanks for a few moments of your time here this week.
Rick, thanks a lot for having me on. I sure do appreciate it. It's you know, you mentioned I'm an Atlanta boy. We've done some series that have been based out of my old stomping grounds. We did a series on Coca-Cola versus Pepsi, and yep. It was hard not to take sides in that. And I know you're originally from up north. We did a series, Harley-Davidson Country, and we did one on Harley versus the rest of the world, and now we're doing this Pizza Wars series. And I think this may be one of the most fun business wars that we've done yet. It's been a blast to do. Maybe part of that because I love pizza so much, but you know,
that's my problem. You're making me hungry as dinner time.
Yeah.
And just I guess first of all, we'll put the links to the podcast, your stuff in the show notes, of course. Out of all the pizza chains, some growing, some maybe fading a little bit, why Pizza Hut and Domino's? Because they're the two biggest.
Yeah, well, I mean, part of what Business Wars tries to do is we try to find those iconic brands. You know, we're looking for some of the brands that have become part of our lives, almost touchstones. You know, you think about, like, say, Apple versus IBM, for example. I mean, that was a huge one. Nike versus Adidas. Well, in the pizza business, there really is no battle bigger than the one between Pizza Hut and Domino's. And a lot of us who love to eat pizza, we have our favorites, and there are a lot of great mom-and-pop chains all over the place. You know, I know back in Atlanta, you know, Mellow Mushroom was a big deal. Yeah. And no question, they're a huge player in all of this. Mellow Mushroom, Little Caesars, you know, there are a bunch out there that are now in that mix. But when we wanted to focus on the two big ones, and by the way, it's a business war that is not finished yet. There's no doubt is Pizza Hut versus Domino's, and their stories, both sort of Midwestern stories, but they're also American stories, and they're huge international stories too. And they're amazing stories about individuals who took huge risks and, you know, bet everything. And the struggle that Domino's in particular has been through trying to top Pizza Hut, which was number one for so long, it's just an amazing story.
Yeah, who would have thought dough, cheese, and tomato sauce, betting everything on that as Americans consume 350 slices of pizza per second.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a huge industry. Yeah. But one thing I'm curious about, I don't know if you approach this angle at all or thought about it. I mean, Americans are brand loyal to a lot of things. There's Ford guys, there's Chevy guys, there's Budweiser guys, and women. When it comes to pizza, pretty much pizza people will eat whatever is put in front of them. Are there Pizza Hut people? Are there Domino's pizza? Are there Papa John's pizza people that are loyal to the brands?
You know, it's interesting. I remember coming home once at Christmas time, and we like to get pizza because it's a big family. It's easy for everybody, and so we order pizza on Christmas Eve and open presents. And even then, and this was several years ago, even then it was like it wasn't so much that there were Pizza Hut people, except that given the choice, there were preferences. And there were pretty strong preferences. I mean, some people think that a certain kind of pizza tastes sweet, or that a certain kind of pizza tastes too, you know, this or that. And so, yeah, there are brand loyalties. It's not so much, you know, Ford versus Chevy people, and we've done Ford versus Chevy too, but when it comes to those kind of brand loyalties, I mean, they wear it literally on the front of their shirt. Now, I haven't seen too many people that wear their loyalties for Pizza Hut or Domino's on a shirt.
It may be spilled on my shirt, David.
Yeah, that's more like it. But the truth of the matter is, that says a lot right there. I mean, the fact is, when it comes time to put something inside it, what is it? What number are we calling? You know, where when we get on our smartphones and we hit the app, what are we getting? And is it because of some kind of perception, whether it's really conscious or maybe even subconscious, perhaps in some cases, that this provides some kind of greater value. You know, it used to be, I don't know if you remember this, but it used to be that Domino's had a 30-minute delivery promise.
Yeah, they had to get rid
of
that.
And that's been sort of a, and that was sort of a big part of the Pizza War story, was that everyone was trying to up the other guy when it comes to having the faster delivery. So is it all about the pizza, or is it about the perceived value that you're getting, you know? So there are a lot of things that are in the mix. But one thing that has sort of proven itself as time has gone on, and that's convenience is a big part of the reason that people buy what they buy. So it may be, and you often see this too, you'll go to a corner, a busy street corner, especially in the suburbs, and you'll see a Domino's and a Pizza Hut pretty close by. Well, there's a reason for that. It's because there's a perception out there that whoever's closer to me is going to be getting me the pizza faster. And convenience says a lot about what's happening in the pizza business right now. So is there a huge difference between Domino's and Pizza Hut? There are some people that will swear that there is. But I think a big part of it is where technology has taken us, how convenient the brands are perceived. And, you know, at least for Domino's, I don't know if you remember this, but like about 10 years ago, they did a focus group. They were trying to figure out why they could never beat Pizza Hut. They did a focus group, and they found out that people like Domino's about as much as Pizza Hut. But if you told them it was Domino's, they said that it tastes like cardboard.
Right.
And so they had a choice. They had a choice at that point. What are we going to do? And the marketing folks said to Domino's, guys, this is about quality, okay? This ultimately, it's about quality. If we're delivering at about the same time as our rivals, we got to be up front. And social media changed everything because people would, you know, send videos around of what was going on in the kitchens and stuff like that. You got to come out there and say, our pizza stinks. We don't make a good pizza, but we're going to change that. And that move, which was really bold and it was really risky for Domino's to do, gave them that edge. And all it took was that edge to make Domino's now the number one pizza chain in terms of sales in the country. And I don't know whether any of your listeners have noticed, Domino's does taste better.
It does.
You know, but a lot of it, again, is that perception. It's the perception of whether or not these companies are delivering on time, delivering quickly, and delivering the caliber or quality of pizza that they like. And enough people like it. I mean, you know, billions and billions of pizza sold. I mean, speaks for itself.
Yeah, with Border Wars host David Brown talking of all things pizza. Also, you have to consider price, David. I mean, pizza, the price of pizzas is about the same from 30 years ago when I was in college. There's always a price war when it comes to pizza, it appears. So it makes you wonder, is the quality not there that was there years ago? Because for $6.99, if I go and pick it up myself, I can still get the same pizza I did 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's true. In some cases, depending on where you live, I mean, pizza is arguably cheaper than it used to be. Both companies have created these businesses at scale. Pizza Hut, I believe, is the top purchaser of cheese in the world. Mm. I mean, that gives you some sense of how much. When you're buying these ingredients at that scale, then yeah, there are going to be economies of scale that you can capitalize on. And that's one of the reasons why pizzas are as inexpensive as they are today. But I don't know if you remember this, and maybe they're still out there, but you know, the Pizza Huts of old used to look like they were sort of iconic themselves. There were these red roofed buildings, you know?
There were restaurants you could actually go into.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know too many people who've actually sat in a Pizza Hut and eaten pizza at a Pizza Hut restaurant. I don't know. Last time I did it was at least a decade ago, if that.
Yeah. You
know? So that too has changed. You don't have the kind of overhead in the pizza business that you used to have. So, you know, so much has changed about the pizza business from when both of these companies got their start back in the late 50s, early 60s. And, you know, frankly, there are more of us eating pizzas too. So more pizzas are delivered now than were delivered back when we were in college. And so all of these things conspire to make pizzas actually more popular than ever before.
Yeah, and more people using apps to order their pizzas, which who would have thought about that 20 years ago? Has that changed? Has that changed pizzas at all, or the business at all?
Yes. It's been a big deal, actually. Pizza Hut was late to the game on that. Domino's was out of the gate quicker when it came to integrating the smartphone with the pizza. And, you know, who would have thought? But when you can send an emoji, you know, you can text an emoji and you can get your pizza delivered. I mean, how much more convenient can it be, right? So, but both companies have tried to race each other, coming up with things like the pizza tracker and stuff like that.
Right.
So there has been a kind of a technology war trying to make delivery smoother and faster. Maybe if there's a downside to this, it's that customer service might not be what it used to be, because they're on such a, both companies, in fact, most of the major companies are on a kind of treadmill to put out more pizza. And so if you have a problem, sometimes it's harder to get a human being on the other end of the line and try to get things straightened out. Sometimes you have to wait until the next day when you're out of a rush hour, you know, to get that kind of stuff taken care of. But it's an interesting time for all of the pizza makers right now, especially with COVID-19 and the pandemic.
Yep.
There's never been a greater demand for delivery pizza.
Yeah, well, one other thing that's synonymous with pizza as we wrap up here with David, sports and pizza seem to go together. David, you can't watch a sporting event without seeing a pizza commercial or Peyton Manning or Shaq hawking pizza on television. Why do sports fans love pizza? And you see this trend continuing or getting bigger?
You know, I think it's getting bigger. We have something in one of our earlier episodes between Pizza Hut and Domino's where they didn't realize this sports pizza connection. They really didn't get it. And one of the local franchisees had, I believe it was of a Domino's, had just decided that they would do pizza on Super Bowl Sunday. They were probably planning on being closed, but they weren't expecting the number of orders that they got. In fact, they got so many orders that they took their phones off the hook, and the head of Domino's calls in, can't get through, finally reaches the general manager and says, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Well, we decided we'd have this like Super Bowl Sunday pizza thing, and we don't have enough phones. We don't have enough delivery drivers. We're overwhelmed." Right? That was the first time it happened, and it was in the early 70s. So sometimes these pizza companies have had difficulty sort of keeping their finger on the pulse of what's actually going on in the world. But once they discover it, man, they capitalize on it. And that sports pizza connection, I don't know why that goes together so well, but it sure does.
It's so easy to eat a slice of pizza and watch the game at the same time. I think that's, and you can do it on your couch. Yeah. You can do it standing up. I mean, anywhere. I guess there's ease of eating has got to fall into play with that.
It does make you sort of wonder. I mean, what other trend might these pizza companies be missing? How many people out there have this great idea for pizza, or a great idea for delivery, or a great idea for an event that might go well with pizza that the pizza companies haven't picked up on yet? Well, you know, it's out there, I'm sure, and you can bet that Domino's and Pizza Hut are going to be fighting each other to try to be king of that part of the market too.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what it is. We'll I'm sure hear about it on Business Wars. Pleasure to be joined today by David Brown, and we'll put all the links in there as he talks about pizza and so many other things. And what's your go-to slice, David, as we wrap up?
Oh, boy, man. I'll tell you, I'm probably a Pizza Hut partisan, to be honest with you.
What's on that slice?
It would be hamburger or beef, right?
Yep.
And then jalapeno, green peppers, and onions. And I have to say that I think the innovation of the stuffed crust, I'm there, man. I am absolutely there.
You're kind of a sellout with that stuffed crust. That's not the way pizza was meant. But yeah, it is
yeah,
good sometimes.
I know.
I'll take,
yeah, we're not in Milan anymore.
No, definitely not. I'll take sausage and mushroom and extra cheese, and that's a good night for me. David, thanks so much.
Sounds good.
And we'll hope to talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.